Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, March 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Nigeria, where a wave of deadly sectarian violence is ravaging Plateau State. Fresh skirmishes erupted after a massacre of Christians. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra believes it's indirectly related to the threat of enforced Islamic law. As to the effect on evangelistic work, Dykstra says,
Open Doors is upholding pastors there, training pastors and so forth, and conducting seminars. Nigeria right now is just a powder keg, and we need to lift up those Christians in that area.
Next, one aspect of the Frontline Shepherds Conference is healing. Global Advanced Ministries Mark Rylander says this was evidenced following a conference in Burkina Faso. Pastors that attended started their time not speaking to each other, but that soon changed.
For 3 days, they attended our Frontline Shepherds Conference, and they had to interact. They had to minister together. And in the midst of that, God was doing a unique thing, so unique that when they got on the bus to return to their villages, these men hugged, they prayed, they worshiped together out loud for 2 or 3 hours that it took to get back to their village.
And the Evangelical Free Church Mission has a special outreach program geared to the 20-somethings. Take 12 is a 1-year church planting internship for college grads. The project is a cross-cultural ministry study meant to serve the indigenous church. Pray for Take 12 interns who are just beginning language study. Pray for their adjustment to a new language and culture, and that they would be a blessing to the missionaries and national churches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.